I'd like to read just the few passages, the one on Moses, the one on Jesus. So the section on the beloved Moses. He said, he told his family, because the Quran asks, has the story of Moses reached you? Behold, he saw a fire, and he said to his family, remain here, I perceive a fire, and perhaps I can bring you some burning firebrand from it, or find some guidance at the fire. But when he came to the fire, a voice was heard, O Moses, verily I am your Lord. Therefore, in my presence, remove thy shoes. Thou art in the sacred valley, Tuwa. I have chosen thee. Listen then to the inspiration that I send you. Verily, I am Allah, and there is no God but I. So adore me and serve me, and establish regular prayer for celebrating my praise. Amen. That's so beautiful. On Moses. Alhamdulillah. And now I read you something on Isa, the beloved Isa. And this takes place, it says, at the day of resurrection, where God will speak with Jesus and ask him to recount the mercy. One day, Allah will gather the apostles together and ask, what was the response you received from your teachings? And they will say, we have no knowledge of it. It is thou who knows in full all that is hidden. And then Allah will say, address Jesus, O Jesus, the son of Mary, recount my favor to thee and to thy mother. Behold, I strengthened thee with the Holy Spirit, so that thou spoke to the people in childhood and in maturity. And behold, I taught thee the book and wisdom, the law and the gospel. And behold, thou made out of clay the figure of a bird by my leave, by my permission. And thou breathed into it, and it became a bird by my permission. And thou healed those born blind and the lepers by my permission. And behold, thou brought forth the dead by my permission. Amen. Alhamdulillah. And behold, I inspired the disciples to have faith in me and my apostle. And they said, we have faith, and do thou bear witness that we bow down to Allah as Muslims, as those who have submitted their will. Alhamdulillah. So that's the beloved Jesus. And there's more on all the prophets. The Quran is such a book also of knowledge on the prophets. So the beloved prophet himself, Muhammad, peace be upon him, I will read you two that address him. I mean, the entire Quran also addresses him. But these are called Duha and Inshira. And Duha, the first one I'm going to read, came, some people said it came after a time of great struggle and difficulty, and where he suffered and because his people were not listening to him. It's 93. And where he thought that possibly that his contact to God was cut off. And so it's called Duha, the glorious morning light. By the glorious morning light, and by the night when it is still, thy guardian Lord has not forsaken thee, nor is he displeased with thee. And truly thereafter will be better for thee than the present. and soon will thy guardian Lord give thee that which thou shalt be well pleased. Did he not find thee an orphan, and gave thee shelter? And he found thee wandering, and he gave thee guidance. And he found thee in need, and he made thee independent. Therefore treat not the orphan with harshness, nor repulse the one who comes to you, but simply the bounty of thy Lord. Rehearse it, proclaim it. Amen. Yeah. That is for all of us, because we're all orphans in a way, and we are all wandering, and we are all in need. This is very good. And I'll read you one more, also given in a very particular way to him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's called Inshira, expansion, and it means expansion of the breast. Have we not expanded thy breast and removed from thee the burden which burdened you and raised high your zikr? So truly, with every difficulty, there is relief. Truly, with every difficulty, there is relief. Therefore, when you are free, still labor hard, and to thy Lord turn all thy attention. Beautiful. Alhamdulillah. That's for all of us. Everything that came to the prophets and the mothers is for us. You know, they lived for us, and they were sent for us. So that's for our teaching, our guidance, and our own self-revelation. So when we read any of our holy books, we should read them with God addressing us directly. And we shouldn't think of the unbelievers out there or the whatever it might be, whichever holy book, however it describes, you know, limitedness. We should see that as what remains within ourselves to put to rest. Inshallah. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. So we are both. We are both the fire and the paradise. We have everything within us. This entire creation is within us. It's really, what we see here is a manifestation of what's within. And what's deeper than that is, of course, the Lord of it, or the lover of it, or the source of it all. That's the deepest. So that's what we seek in our path. That's what we are seeking. And we seek it inwardly. And then once we found it inwardly, we see it everywhere. Then there is no inner and outer. In a way, those boundaries disappear. So alhamdulillah. So may all peoples find this happiness and this. This is of Sheikh Noor. It says, Buddha body wakes. This is the closing poem. These are all transmissions from one teacher to the next, from one, it's called Buddha, living Buddhas, who are like the teachers, embodiments of the teaching, to their successor. And this is, and at each one there's a closing poem. And this is this one. Buddha body wakes, Buddha body showers. Buddha body eats breakfast on summit of Mount Sumeru. Alhamdulillah. So this is good to take home that in our so-called ordinary moments of waking, showering, eating, we're always on Mount Sumeru. So we were always on the mountain of revelation, really. But we don't. It's very hard for us to maintain that state. You know, this is why we have the holy days. So, because we're capable of being in that state for a night, a day, a week, a month, like the month of Ramadan. But it's very interesting, to maintain the state of Ramadan, we need the fasting. And that becomes like that vessel where, you know, we can perceive on a higher level. The mystics could, you know, they're in that state most of the time. And that's how they transmit it, by just being it. And then as they are in it, everyone else around them is in it. We actually, before every zikr, we pray Naweka Wedge from Effendi, who would say that, you know, like, grant us a ecstasy. Because in ecstasy, that's the state where our soul is merged in God. Ecstasy is not just because you throw yourself on the ground and start flailing around. Ecstasy can be very subtle.